Good morning, I'm Graham Pasco. I'm going to present a couple of hours of music for your entertainment. I'll include recordings from America, from London, from Melbourne. Many artists you'll remember, people including Andy Williams and Vera Lynn, Donald Pears, Kitty Callan and the Mills Brothers, or something from Bing Crosby. That's a surprise, isn't it? And Ella Fitzgerald, you'll all hear them and others in the first hour. Queenslanders are celebrating King's birthday today. I'm going to begin by celebrating the anniversary of the birth of songwriter Milton Ager.
Thank you. that'll always make me dance, and that'll wake me from a trance. Heel and toes, off they go, tapping to the beat. Now you'll surely understand why I'm at their command. It's my happy feet, I've got those happy feet. Give them a low down beat, and they begin dancing. I've got those 10 little tapping toes, and when they hear a tune, you can't control those dancing heels to save my soul. Weary blues can't get into my shoes, because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep chival on an earful of music sweet, cause I've got happy, yeah, all's happy.
You just heard two songs written by Milton Ager with lyrics by Jack Yellen. I play them because today's the anniversary of the birth of the American songwriter Milton Ager in 1893. The first song was Ain't She Sweet. That was played by Mario Lorenzi, billed as Mario Harp Lorenzi, and his Rhythmics, a London recording from 1935. And then Melbourne vocalist Pippa Wilson with the Helen Jowsey Quintet sang Happy Feet. That was made in Melbourne in the 1960s. Do you remember the motion picture Breakfast at Tiffany's? Starred Audrey Hepburn, and if I remember correctly, she sang or appeared to be singing Moon River in that film. Andy Williams had a very successful recording of it in 1961. Moon River.
Wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbows and waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. Wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after that same. My huckleberry friend, Moon River, and me.
Moon River, written by Henry Mancini, and Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics for Audrey Hepburn to sing in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Now is the hour
Sang Now Is The Hour, also known as the Maori Farewell Song. English lyrics for that song were written by British playwright Clement Scott, who was born this day in 1841. Donald Pears had a tremendous success with a recording which topped our hit parades in 1950, I Told Them All About You. Do you remember?
I told the whippoorwill, told the daffodil, how pretty you smile. I told them all about you. I told each little bird every single word you say is worthwhile. Yes, I've told them all about you. I've told the sun and every star that shines about the way you roll your eyes and how you love. Told my mom and dad, they're mighty glad. Told the preacher man too. Yes, I've told them all about you. I've told the little frog sitting on a log down by the big blue ocean. The fishes and the whaleses waggle their tails as caused a big commotion. Told the little crickets jumping in the thickets, they started to sing their song. The old church bell went well, 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 Ding dong, it won't be long. Walking through the zoo, telling all I knew, something knocked me dizzy. There in the park I heard the stork say, boys, I'll soon get busy. The whole world knows it's true, I'm in love with you. I told the shady nook, told the babbling brook, told the man in the moon, I've told them all about you. I told each little bird every single word you say is worthwhile. Yes, I've told them all about you. I've told the sun and every star that there was to tell. I even told the sexton, he told the bell. Told my mam and dad, and they're mighty glad. Told the preacher man too. Yes, I told them all about you. Yes, I told them all about you.
I told them all about you, sung by the Welsh singer Donald Pearce, topped our hit parades in 1950. It was written by the American songwriter Cliff Friend. During the 1930s, 40s and 50s, Johnny Burke wrote the lyrics for so many songs, and so many of them were successful. He had 5 nominations for Academy Award-winning songs in the various years, and I'm going to play 2 of those songs, 2 of the songs for which Johnny Burke wrote the lyrics and were nominated as Best Film Songs of that year.
Sunshine and flowers. Don't you know the things you love, they must have showers. And when you hear the thunder, don't run under. From heaven for you.
Thank you.
Johnny Burke wrote the music and Arthur Johnson the lyrics for Pennies from Heaven, introduced in a motion picture by Bing Crosby, and that recording was by Louis Armstrong and his All Stars, made in 1947. And you heard some fine trombone playing by Jack Teagarden, and you heard Bobby Hackett featured on the cornet.
To be with you as the years come and go. Only forever, if you care to know, would I grant all your wishes and be proud of the task. Only forever, if someone should ask, how long would it take me to be here if you beckon? Less than a second. Do you think I'll remember how you looked when you smiled? Oh, only forever. That's putting it mild. How long would it take me to be near if you beckoned? Offhand, I would figure less than a second. I'll remember how you looked when you smiled. Oh, only forever. That's putting it mild.
Only Forever, written by Johnny Burke and James Monaco. It was nominated as the best film song of 1940, and that recording was by Kitty Callan, accompanied by the orchestra of Jack Pleas, P-L-E-I-S. I presume it's pronounced Pleas, maybe Plies.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue.
She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
Should we move towards the hip parade for the anniversary song?
The anniversary song?
Yeah.
Absolutely fine.
We dance on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world was in blue. There were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes.
Here as I held you close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms.
Two hearts gently beating, murmuring low.
Darling,
I love you so. The night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The sun shone anew, but the dance lingered on. Could we but recall that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is unaltered by time.
John Black wrote Paper Doll in 1915. It was a hit for the Mills Brothers in 1944. And the recording that I played of Bing Crosby and Al Jolson singing the anniversary song was from a radio, Bing's radio show, in 1947. That was a hit record. It reached the top of the Australian hit parades, or at least records of the song did. Separate records by Bing and Al reached the top of the Australian hit parades. I was able to get that duet cover both with the one disc. It was adapted by Saul Chaplin from a melody composed by the Romanian songwriter John Vanovici.
Thank you.
You just heard the artistry of the American pianist Roger Williams. Had many hit records in the 1950s and 60s. That recording was made with his Romantic Strings Orchestra in 1956. Autumn Leaves, a composition of the Hungarian songwriter Joseph Kosma. The next two selections have singers backed by the orchestra of Paul Weston.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. Started the heat wave by letting her seat wave, and in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
If you see my darling with somebody new, keep it a secret, whatever you do. Why should you tell me and break my poor heart? Then foolish pride would just drive us apart. If you see my darling in some rendezvous, painting the town with a girl he once knew, no attention, and just let it be, but keep it a secret from me. Just let secret from me.
That was Jo Stafford singing one of her hits from 1953, Keep It a Secret, written by Jessie Mae Robinson, and the orchestra that accompanied Jo Stafford was her husband, that of Paul Weston. He conducted the orchestra which accompanied Ella Fitzgerald's recording of Heatwave, a recording made in 1958 of a song that Irving Berlin wrote back in 1933. I have a recording now that I'm playing especially for one of my listeners, one of my dear listeners, who is celebrating a birthday today.
I look at you and I say to myself, what more could I want if I had you? But I wouldn't dare to speak it out loud. I stand and I stare, my head in a cloud. I look at you and I say, what chance would I have? Why let the fire start? I long to know the thrill of your sweet embrace. Yet when we're face to face, I just look at you.
Look at You, sung by Johnny Mathis with the orchestra of Ray Ellis. And like Keep It a Secret, I Look at You was written by Jessie Mae Robinson.
Wonderful things to do.
If I were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy.
Sometimes when I feel bad and things look blue, I wish a girl I had, say one like you. nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you.
There would be such wonderful things to do if I were the only girl in the world. And I were the only girl.
If you were the only girl in the world, written in 1916 by Nat Ayer and Clifford Gray, sung by Webster Booth and Ann Ziegler, British singers, in 1939. Of Harry James, played strictly instrumental.